The following shiur has been presented by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Rav of Beis Medrash Teferes Eliezer of Lakewood, New Jersey, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Nachman, Mitztamek V'yofaloi Osir. If the food gets better by the fact that it continues cooking even after it was completely cooked, mitstamik v'raloi, but if it gets worse, mutter, it is mutter to leave it on the fire, and that is not a problem of shahir. We would like to discuss in the shir today some halachas, some shailas that are totally in the dinim of shahir, mitstamik v'yofaloi, mitstamik v'raloi, and other halachas. These shailas we're speaking out just to be ma'orer, people to be ma'ayin into the shaila, not to pask in halacha l'maisa. And the same holds true for the subsequent shiurim that we'll be giving on the next few blat. One halacha that's brought down, if a person has food that was cooked, but not completely cooked, and he does not have a fire that's grufo k'tuma, he does not have a blech, how can he leave his pot on the fire? Now that's actually Mefurish in the Mechaber, that if a person has food that's chai, that's raw completely, it does not have an isser of shahia, because there's no shaila he's going to be mechata. We're not afraid he's going to stir the coals, because even if he would stir the coals, the food is never going to be ready on time for the suda. So therefore, he does not have a problem of a completely raw, with a completely raw food of shahia. Therefore, based on this, says the Paiskim, that a person can put a piece of meat into a pot, since that piece of meat is not going to be ready fast enough before Shabbos. So he will not have a problem of shahir. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if a person is going to put a piece of meat, he has to make sure that the piece of meat or the pot of food has to be a pot of completely raw food, a completely raw piece of meat. If, let's say, it's going to be something that even in a raw state it cooks very fast, for example, a vegetable, if a vegetable is cooked fast, so even if it's completely raw but it's not meat, it's not going to be enough, because we're afraid that it's going to cook fast enough and he would have to go ahead and stir the pot. So that would not be enough to be yoitza this halacha of being raw. It would have to be something like meat that is sufficient, that it takes a sufficient amount of time to cook, and therefore we're not afraid that he's going to stir the fire, because it's not going to help anyway. Now, a person has to know that if a person is going to do this heter of putting a completely raw pot of food on the fire before Shabbos, he has to make sure that the food is not cooked at all before Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah writes that he has to do that, he has to put that pot on the fire right before Shkia. Why? Because if he's going to do it before, any earlier, the chances are that it's going to cook a little bit. And once it starts cooking already, it's going to be a problem of a partially cooked food item which has a din of Shahia. Only if it's raw completely, but once it's a little bit cooked, it has a problem of shahir. Based on this, many Paiskim say that today, this halacha is not going to be negeya for us. Why? Because many ladies accept Shabbos 18 minutes before shkia. If they're going to put a raw piece of meat into the pot, or if the pot is going to be raw 18 minutes before Shabbos, by the time Shabbos comes around, it's going to already have started cooking. And since Shkia itself is the beginning of Shabbos, so we're going to have a problem with resembling the halacha of putting a partially cooked tafshal on a fire from before Shabbos, which was the gezerah of Shahia, which is not allowed. The only time technically that you can avoid such a thing, if a person took a piece of meat, a big piece of meat that was frozen solid out of the freezer, the chances are that the piece of meat is not going to be reaching a temperature of Yatzei Ledus by before Shkia. Or even if it would on the outside, but the inside, it's possible that since the inside is still raw, I have a suffix, it could be that's enough also. But either way, practically speaking, that's not going to be the case. And usually the piece of meat will cook up to some level of cooking before Shabbos, and therefore it would reawaken the whole problem of the Gzeir of Shahir. The Chazanish paskin as well, that once the food reaches a level of Yatzei Ledus Bayit, that's enough already to have the Gzeir of Shahir. So therefore, practically speaking, we cannot rely on Kedera Chaisa, on just putting the fact that it's raw to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos without a blech. Therefore, we would have to make sure we have a blech. Now, that's actually a question. Why is a blech enough to cover the fire? So, the Moshe writes, Negris Moshe, in Orachayim Chelak Alav Tzadi Gimel, that since a person does not normally cook by covering his fire with a blech, that's enough to be a hacker to notice that this is not a regular manner of cooking, so he's going to be weary, he's going to be careful not to come and to stir his pot on Shabbos. So that's why it would be enough. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish disagrees with that, and the Chazon Ish does not consider the blech a sufficient level of Gorev V'Kotum, and he bases this on many different things, but one of the things that we find in line with the Sheet of the Chazon Ish can be suggested from the Bir Halach in the beginning of the Siman, where he discusses if the Halach of putting a pat on top of the fire before Shabbos, and he mentions even if it's on the cover of the oven. And from this, the Chazon Ish says that the cover of the oven is equivalent to a blech. Because what's the difference if it's on the cover of an oven or it's on a blech? The point is that it's not directly on the fire, and still it has the Gzeir of Shahir. Rav Moshe argues that no, the cover of the oven is part of the oven. If a person is going to put it on the cover of the oven, he still might come to confuse that with the Isser of Shahir, so that would not be allowed. However, on the other hand, putting something on a blech, which is not the normal manner of cooking, would have the heter. The Mechaber actually discusses in Seif Gimel, Hamashkin Baboika V'Rosh Ekdichot Avshiloi V'Yorei Pen Yachdich Yoyser Yochel Lahasar Laniach Kederi Yoshona Rekonis Al Pi Akira. If he's afraid, he wakes up in the morning on Shabbos morning and he sees his pot's about to burn. So what should he do? He can pick up the pot, take another empty pot, and put it between the pot and the fire. This would seem to indicate that something similar to a blech would be allowed. The Chazon Ish explains that this is not exactly the din of a blech, and therefore he is machmer. However, on the other hand, there is a makom to be makel, and that's the minig of many people to be makel to use the blech. Now, even if a person is going to use a blech, we mentioned that a person has to make sure that the knobs are covered. There are some poskim that even require a person to take the knobs off the oven. But, technically, the way Rav Moshe passes, the way most people are knowing, is if you can just cover the knobs with the blech, let's say, is made in the shape of an L, and there's a piece that sticks over the edge, that covers the knob, and there's no problem of Shema Yechata. If a person first covers his fire with a blech, and then he realizes he wants to raise the fire, Rav Shlomo Zalman has a suffix that it might be better not to do that, because through that you're demonstrating that to you the blech is not a sufficient level of grufa ketuma. Since you're going ahead and turning the knob after you put on the blech, so you're showing that to you that's not a sufficient level of grufa ketuma. It's not considered complete, and you still have a chashash, shema yechata, you might still stir the fire. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it might be better to be machmer once a person puts a blech, not to start playing around with the knobs. And obviously we're talking about before Shabbos, because on Shabbos there's no question that it's also to raise the fire. But we're talking even before Shabbos, because he's demonstrating that his blech that he's relying on to avoid the Shail of Shia is not a sufficient deterrent to prevent him from coming on to Shahia. A similar Shail would be for a hot plate. Many hot plates, even though they do not have a knob, there might be a reason to be afraid that it resembles cooking. So there are some poiskim that say, the Chazon Ish, Rebbe Yashiv, Rebbe Nissen Karelitz, many G'dayla poiskim that say that it's a loy plug, even though you cannot adjust the knob, because many hot plates do not have a knob. If they have a knob, obviously they have the same problem as an oven. But if they do not have a knob, even though you cannot adjust anything, still, loy plug, we do not differentiate, and you would have to put on a piece of aluminum foil on top of your hot plate to show that, to make a hecker, that there should not be a problem of Shia. However, Rav Moshe and Orachaim Chelak Dalad, Siman Ayin Dalad, Ois Lamed Hei, says that there's no problem of doing that because that does not resemble cooking, and in fact, just the fact that it does not have any knob to adjust it itself would be a level of grufa ktuma, and therefore a person would be allowed to leave a pot on a hot plate without putting any aluminum foil to do suggest any kind of hacker. Similarly, if a person has a fire that he raised to full volume before Shabbos, it's going full blast, this fire, and he puts technically he can argue that he's not going to come in and adjust the fire because he can't get it stronger than it is already. Still, a person is not allowed to do that because we're afraid that he might lower it and then raise it again. So all these things that we discussed are all different ways that a person might be able to suggest a way how to avoid shahir, and we discussed that they're dependent on machloikas apaiskim. Now, as we mentioned in the previous year, the maises, the apaiskim say the best thing that a person can do is to make sure all his food is completely cooked from before Shabbos, and to leave it on a blech, and in that way, he avoids most of the shilas that pertain to shahir.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.